Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
The amazing race ended up in Port Lincoln yesterday, tossing some tuna around. Unfortunately for the Dancing X's, Jordan and Violetta, Port Lincoln was the last leg for them, but they joined me this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So the Dancing X's, talk us through that. What's that all about?
Well, we started dating in high school. Then we started dancing together, and then we broke up and continued dancing together and being friends.
Yeah.
So that's how it all came about.
Okay. Everyone's asking, is that awkward to do, or is that totally fine now?
No, you know what? We always had, it's a very boring answer, we know, but we always had a very good friendship, so it was honestly never awkward. Sometimes it was difficult, definitely, like we would argue and have disagreements about certain things, but we always knew that we would push through it, and we always put our friendship in front of everything else.
Well, credit to you guys. I don't think many people could actually pull that off, you know, become friends again after dating.
Well, I ran a poll on my Instagram, and it was a definite no in terms of who would go on The Amazing Race or continue dancing with their ex. So, yeah, you're right. It's not a common thing.
Speaking of which, how did you actually get on the show? Did you guys have to record a video or something?
Yeah, we did. We saw the applications online. Violetta saw the applications, and she said, we've got to apply for this, and let's just record a video. Let's show them what we're about, what we're made of. We got dressed up in our dance gear. I wore my tuxedo. Violetta wore her dress. She got her hair and makeup all done. I slicked my hair back, and we spoke about what we do, and we submitted it, and they seemed to like it.
obviously, it was good enough. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you've been in our backyard in South Australia, travelling through, started off in Coober Pedy, came down south, and ended up tossing some tuna in Port Lincoln last night.
Did
you get to stop and take in much of South Australia, or was it just kind of a mad rush the whole time?
Well, certainly Coober Pedy was a blur, but experiencing South Australia from the Garn was really lovely. And then the Adelaide leg was one of our favourite legs, and we loved the city of Adelaide, and we loved Arndorf. And then when we were eliminated in Port Lincoln, we had a day or half a day to really just walk around and enjoy it, and we loved it. We absolutely loved Port Lincoln. It's a beautiful, beautiful little town, and if it weren't for where we were eliminated, I'd feel a lot more of a reason to want to go back. You know?
I know, it's a bit of a hidden gem, but unfortunately for you guys, it's kind of a sore spot for the rest of your lives now, isn't it?
Exactly.
Speaking of Port Lincoln, the whole sea lion challenge that you did, I know a lot of people think they're cute, you know, they're the puppies of the sea. Obviously, last night, Delore didn't. He absolutely screamed the whole time. Was that a highlight for you guys, though?
The challenge itself was highly stressful for us. That was the moment where we essentially lost our positioning and lost our place in the race. And we could hear the law yelling from a distance, so we didn't really know what was happening. And we were too focused on ourselves. But the sea lions were so cute.
Sea lions were very cute. I've never been so close to sea lions. They were super, super cute.
Oh, it'd be such an experience. I mean, I cut above seeing them behind some glass in an aquarium, actually up front and up close.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
So cool. I mean, you've had such good experiences. I think even though you've been eliminated, you've probably, there's no regrets at all, right?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, not at all. The only regret, obviously, is being eliminated. But other than that, it was the best experience of our life. And even though sometimes it was very challenging, there was not one moment on the race that I think either of us regretted, you know, applying for it or regretted being there or anything like that.
I think that's the best possible outcome anyway. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and, you know, sharing your lives with us on TV. The Amazing Race continues Sunday, 7:30 on WIN. Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.